This video is brought to you by Recordbird. Make sure you go download the new Recordbird app. It allows you to upload all of your Spotify, iTunes, and Facebook likes into the app so that way you can follow and get notified for all of your favorite artists. Also, we're in the app too as the hip hop featured reviewer. So all of your favorite artists, you'll get notified whenever they drop new music, whenever anything big happens, and when we review the project. So make sure you go download that today. Also, make sure you go check out the Den of Hip Hop website and our Spreadshirt. No too long. I see your face.
No, you ain't say Modest Media, but that's all good.
Dang, that's fucked up. Den of Hip Hop album review. 1992 by The Game. Before we get into the review, make sure you follow everybody on social media, including the great cameraman Modest Media, man. I am Modest Media. Make sure you follow me. Hey, shut up. Make sure you follow me, FIFO 24/7, Mike C Town, BZ430, KBN. Back to the review. 1992, The Game. Man, we was actually supposed to review this a couple days ago, but due to schedule constraints, because your boy got to work. Yeah, and life and everything, we had to push it back. And the guys didn't want to do it without me because I am a big Game fan. And this album, again, is another reason why I love Game, man. Like, I know this man's story. I know this man got shot 5 times, playing the Xbox and all of that. Mama, daddy, you know what I'm saying? Gangster, he grew up in that life. But the way that he's always able to give you different aspects and perspectives of that story. And he knows that his story is a dope story. He's a dope rapper and he picks dope beats. This album made me really think about Game's career. And I'm like, man, I feel like he might just be underrated. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he gets the props that he deserves in hip hop. Because for the era that he's been in, like, he should be top 5 for this era of hip hop. No? For this era? Like early 2000s on?
Who's he? That's a difference.
I don't know about
I'm saying
that. I think Game's just now finding.
Who's that on that?
Kanye, Kendrick?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Nah, maybe. Well, I know he is for me. I know every time I put on a damn Game album, mixtape, whatever, 9 times out of 10, I'm either surprised, I'm satisfied with everything I get. Like this guy is just a super dope MC, and because he has, to me, all of the aspects that you need. For me, man, he's always been one of my top artists, because he could stay focused on a topic like 1992. All of the beats, you know what I'm saying? The snippets of other songs like Colors. In the first couple songs, like how the beats switch up, like Savage Lifestyle, the intro to this, it reminded me of Third's LA Riot, you know what I'm saying? Put me like right there, like damn, you know? And going on to True Colors, how it switches and that too. Game's production, like it's always on point. I don't think you can ever say, yeah, I don't think this sounded good. He always goes over production that sounds great. Fuck Orange Juice, that's another dope track. Even though it was relatively short, you know what I'm saying? But
I think
Juice,
that was a lead into the Juice, though.
It was a lead into the Juice. Man. I think the Juice was probably my favorite song on here. Grew up on Wu-Tang. I like the fact that pretty much in almost any Game project, he lets you know who his musical influences are. Even though he was super West Coast, East Coast was always an influence for him. And I like the fact that he always lets you know that. Baby You, you know, I thought that I like that track too, because again, like I know Game's story, man. I be watching this man on reality TV and everything. I really like Game as a overall person, as this musician, as everything. So I know the story between him and Tiffany, like his baby moms, you know what I'm saying? And like, he always mentioned, well, doesn't always, but that's always something that, you know, is like an emotional tie. And I feel that like Game, he's unapologetic about leaving those emotions on his sleeve and for you to know that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's always sharing a certain part of himself with his audience. And I think that's so big, especially for a guy that grew up such a hardcore gangster, gangbanger dude. You know what I'm saying? And I just think Game does a marvelous job of just always just putting stuff in perspective, man. This is another dope project. You know what I'm saying? 11 short tracks. I know you love that aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? It was short, sweet, simple, to the point. Beats was dope. Rhymes was dope. Super West Coast. I'm saying, like, how much more can you expect from Game after he gave us 2.5 albums last time. You know what I'm saying? Last year, Documentary 2. This shit definitely bumps in the whip, man. I fuck with 92 heavy.
I think it is a good album. And I think when I was listening to it and listening to how well it was put together, I was like, man, I think Game is reaching the peak of his powers in terms of beat selection, songwriting, and just ideas on what he wants to do with an album. And he actually reached out to Nas while working on this project because he wanted to know how to tell a story. I thought that was actually pretty cool and interesting. The Documentary 2 and 2.5 had two different sides to it. This one, for him, wanted to put out there on record as a complete project, his life story, I thought was good. I think he's probably just as an artist, and you've been in the game this long, and you're maturing, you kind of want to maybe just put a biography out there or something like that. So it was a real interesting choice. Definitely, I think when it started out with What's Going On, I thought that was a great choice, and then how it just transitioned into the other beat on Savage Life, which was the intro track. So it was basically kind of setting you up for, you know, the things that was going on in LA and pretty much Game's life, if you really listen to it. And what happened with his sister, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, when I had to rewind that back, I was like, yo, is that for real? And then how he took that situation and applied it to choosing.
Yeah.
I was like, and then all of a sudden I started thinking, like, how many people like subconsciously make those decisions? But I think the standout track for me on this album, especially when you look at the color, was Young Niggas. This is your brother, and how something like a color and, you know, a sense of family with guys from the street, a sense of belonging, can create this rift from a guy that you looked at as a brother that you took in, and he picked one color and you picked another, and you get into all of these scuffles and situations and you don't want to kill him, and you had chances to kill him, but you love him so much that you kind of let each other live. And then you look at the album cover and you have the
Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah, and I think that song for me really encapsulate what this whole thing is about, especially in terms of Game and how he grew up in that lifestyle, and he rides for it, and how he made it out of that. And you can kind of also understand a little bit of why he's wired the way he is, you know, growing up in those particular environments and just having to just, you know, always be on the offensive and defensive. And you think about all the beefs that he's gotten into, and you listen to this and some of the situations he's got, you know, he's gotten into, it's just like you understand him a little bit more. And so I thought that was really, really interesting and really, really deep. And I definitely love, like, my first listen through, it was just really the beats. And I was like, damn. At first I thought that me listening to it and liking it was me being attached to, of course, obviously the songs that I grew up on. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I see what you're doing, Game. That's kind of cool. But then I started to kind of really listen to it over and over again. And he ventured away from that as the album went on, and really started to kind of get more original beats. It became more about the album and the story he wanted to tell about him and his life. So overall, I got to give Game a lot of props, man, to put that out there and to be vulnerable about, especially the situation with his sister, and just put his life out like that. But I definitely think this is definitely a really, really good project by him. And there's a lot in here. I think you really sit down and if you really want to pick apart, you can pull out a lot of different things in this particular album, growing up in an environment like that out on the West Coast. But yeah, I think he did a great job.
Jesus. Yeah, I think I didn't know about him getting hooked, calling up Nas about how the story, storytelling, because I think from what I can remember, this is probably some of the best storytelling I've heard Game done, I think, almost everywhere in a while. I just never, like, Savage Life, that's actually my favorite track, because the way he paints the LA riots so vividly, man, and the beat switch up, and him just talking about all different situations going on during the riot and what people was doing out in the streets. He literally was like,
if you white in a car, you better not stop right here. That's a no-no.
And it was real. because
that was getting, true. Was getting
so, like,
up out that car.
He literally took me there, like, Like, I was driving in the midst of it with that song. So I think that's why that's one of my favorite tracks. As I was listening to this, I'm like, Colors. I'm like, that was 88. So then, the more I'm listening, I'm like, oh. And then, you know, growing up in Wu-Tang, I said, okay, so he's talking about just a particular era in the West Coast. That, you know, as he was growing up, because I'm just like, okay, no, that was 94. That was 88. That was 89. Funky enough, that's 89. Like, you know, I'm like, wait a minute. But it made sense. It clicked. I'm like, okay, yeah, Game is he's just peeling off that another layer.
Did he like watch it in the 90s maybe? Because you know how like some stuff can be old and then you watch it in the 90s.
Yeah. Bompton, of course, he got it for Bloods and everything, so that was dope. And that was cool how he used that sample, because now that you listen to it, I'm like, damn, that can be like a Blood anthem. Like, you know, if you gang banging, like, Bompton.
Yeah, I'm like,
damn, I said, he can really use that that Dr. Dre DOC joint, and that's really a Blood anthem. So I thought that was dope. Juice was dope. Another dope storytelling joint. For some reason, I can hear Mary J singing that part.
I can't hear Mary J singing anything anymore.
I know, right? Is it a gun? Is it a knife?
What?
Is it a wallet? Is this a lie? What?
I'm lost.
Y'all never seen? She was singing Hillary? Like, Hillary? She was singing Hillary? She was on the head. Is it a gun?
Is it a lie?
Come on. Is it a lie?
Come on. Don't lose your life.
Man.
Yeah. I want to slap a wig off, bro. But, I ain't never been so mad at Mary in my life.
But I think it's also cool, too, by, you know, Game being such a West Coast dude and showing respect to East Coast. Like, growing up in Wu-Tang. Like, how many West Coast dudes that be like, oh, man, like, they always repping their West Coast. Yeah. And him, you know, mentioning Nas, like, what's your life like? Like, Nas is listening to Illmatic, like, learning how to write, listening to Illmatic. He painted another picture with soundtrack how, if I was growing up in the West Coast, the Chronic would be like the West Coast Bible for me. You know what I'm saying? That and Straight Outta Compton or whatever. Those would be like the West Coast Bible. So I throughout this whole project, I'm like, yo, this dude's storytelling. He's literally taking me and putting me in LA right now, like throughout listening to this album. That's what I love about this. I'm like, man, I understand Baby You. I don't hate it, but it's just like, I can do without it.
What's
that?
Oh,
Baby You. Yeah, I can, I get it, but you know, and we already know about 92 Bars. Like, we already know what that's all about. Like, 92, and it's amazing how you use 92 Bars of the album 1992, like, to do that. I'm like, damn, just go in on me. We already talked about that. But yeah, overall, man, I really like this project. No features, except for the True Colors joint. So, and I can see that being a correlation of, like, you know, you got the OGs. Let me get my young nigga up in here. Like, yo, man. You know, I'm picturing like Men's Society, Boys in the Hood. Like, how just you want to bring a young dude on or whatever. So I get that correlation. But overall, I thought this album was
good. Gave him a look.
You know, you always got to give your young homie that hang around you a look or whatever. So yeah, I appreciate this album. This was dope. this was good. And you know, coming off of a year, you know, usually when artists drop albums really quick, sometimes you get a little worried, like, okay, wait a minute. We just listened to a double album from you, and now you just dropped the album. And I'm about to listen to this. I'm like, oh man, is the quality gonna be bad? Like, is we about to go in on this? But I was pleasantly surprised. The storytelling was, yes.
Lovely. Oh, and the guy that did the artwork for this, I think, is the same guy that did the artwork.
Yeah, that's the one.
You can tell. The second you saw it.
Yeah. Right.
You know. Yeah, I got nothing profound to say about this album because, I mean, shit, this shit was just dope. It's dope as fuck. And I mean, I had the same thoughts you did. I was like, he just did two fucking albums. And in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't even feel like listening to this shit because I don't need more Game. I'm tired of Game. Game needs to go sit down and relax, have a fucking bubble bath.
Just think, we didn't even know about the projects they was talking about.
Right, I didn't know about the other two mixtapes. What the fuck, Game? But yeah, I was like, this shit is probably not gonna be good, and I'm gonna have to take back everything I've been saying about Game lately. But fuck. Sorry, I like this more than Documentary 2. I don't know if it's because it's kind of cheating, because it's a lot of this is kind of tugging at the heartstrings because it's music that I grew up on. So I don't know if it's that or if it's the fact that this shit is really that fucking good. But starting off going over a Marvin Gaye sample, I'm like, okay, that's ballsy. And just the way he did it, it was just vivid. And it's funny you mentioned Thirst. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, it does take you back to when we first heard LA Riots, because this puts you right in there, because the storytelling again is just so vivid and True Colors. I mean, that's one of my favorite jams anyway. Colors. But I was taken back by the same thing that you were with his sister, the whole his sister being molested by his dad and then coming upstairs covered in blood and then relating that to Red. I was like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Around, surrounded by colors.
Yeah. Damn. I'm like, God, that's crazy. Bompton, of course, I loved it. Because, I mean, all you can hear is Bompton.
Yeah.
It's nostalgic, man. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's pulling at heartstrings. Yeah. This is what we grew up on, but he just did an amazing job. And it was just like, for the first, like, six tracks, it was just perfect. Bang, because it was just bang, it was like great song after great song after great song, and every song has great bars. Like, they fucking Rodney King up and now it's their ass, and you know, we were shooting that cops before Chris
how
Thorne.
You call the City of Angels where King's getting beat up and
yeah stuff. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Jesus, man. Christ, yeah. And fuck Orange Juice where he says, nigga think he can out rap me, I'll DSC your throat. Oh my God. Every song is just great. Which is funny, I don't remember the song Baby You, so I'm wondering if I didn't like it. Probably. And I just blocked it out of my memory because I loved every other song. But yeah, Grew Up on Wu-Tang was dope just because it was like all the multiple Wu-Tang references he had in the verses.
Yeah.
That was just crazy because I didn't really catch it the first time, but when I listened to it again, it was like all these different Wu-Tang references. It was just crazy.
Because he said something so dope with like how he added their names in. Like,
yeah, yeah,
Dirty,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
something
yeah.
Killer, but 36 Champ. And man. I was like, oh, he talking about it. I was like, oh, shit. I got to find that lyrics. Because that
everything
shit was so dope
on here was just fucking fantastic, man. But again, I liked this more than Documentary 2. Again, I don't know if it's because Game was kind of cheating and going over beats for songs that we all love, but I would like to think it's because Game took those songs and made them modern and made, no, I won't say made them his own, because you can't make those songs your own, but he just did a great job like resurrecting them. But yeah, that's it. I don't have nothing profound. Like, this is just a great rap album. Like, great beats, great rhymes, a great concept that he actually really pulled together. You know, a lot of the samples just really, really worked. And just the way he flipped them was just great. I didn't look at the production credits, but whoever did the beats, whoever worked on these, did a fantastic job. Yeah, there's really nothing to dig down deep in. This is just a fucking great project, man. Game has been very, very, very consistent. And maybe you're right, maybe he is underrated, because I don't think he's given credit for the fact that he doesn't have a dud. That I've heard, he doesn't have a bad album. He just kind of has shit that you may not listen to as much as other albums. So I think that you might be onto something, man. Maybe Game is underrated as being a fucking dope rapper, but shit, it's almost like I want him to slow down. Because it's almost like he's speeding up the inevitable. Because at some point, he's going to have to drop something that's not good. You know, so I'm like, damn, is he just trying to get all of his good juices out now? And
he
then
just, maybe he's just,
you know,
inspired,
what I mean?
Man. Maybe he's just one of those guys that just stay inspired.
And just always write. Because he can't just get inspired like and just write an album like this.
Right.
He must be one of those dudes, he's just always writing. Yeah. He's like Brother Ali, he's always got fucking notebooks. He's just always writing rhymes.
Damn, I don't know, man. Like
you're a fan, dude.
I'm a fan, bro. Like, yeah, because it's like Mike said, man, you haven't really given us like a dud project. You know, with my favorite artists, I always feel like, you know, you got to slow down a little bit because you're going to run out. But you seem like one of them dudes that just ain't going to run out. I don't know. Because you're giving project after great project after great project. I don't know, man. I don't know how long your run is, but I'm a fan.
You know, sometimes artists just do this, right? They just kind of hit a point where the work just better than some of their earlier work. Marvin Gaye is an example of that. He had albums and songs that were hits, but when he hit What's Going On and then I Want You and stuff like that, it took him to a whole other level. This could be where, you know, if you're watching, where you're kind of going when I think about where you are right now and some of your previous work. Because I think from the Documentary 2 and 2.5 to this, and even to some of the sound, the two other ones you had previous to this, the soundtracks, I think you're at a point now where you're just... you're kind of like in that zone.
Yeah, man. Whatever creative pocket you're in right now, stay in it. It's you're doing it right now. And like I said, you impress me a lot. with your storytelling abilities. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what albums you're doing. But yeah, I'm kind of like, we might kind of slow down, like kind of make the fans kind of miss you a little bit and then come back again with another dope album. But yeah, way to put 1992 in giving us your perspective.
I ain't got shit to tell you, man. This is a great project. You've been dropping nothing but great projects. Keep dropping great projects. That's it.
Yep.
I can see if we can say improve on the rhymes or improve on the beats. Can't. But I do think maybe it wouldn't hurt for you to slow down and maybe let your projects breathe a little bit. So I feel like that shit wasn't even a whole year ago,
it
was it?
I mean, it was, but it just
it didn't feel like it.
Yeah,
it doesn't even feel like it was a whole year ago, game.
So
I don't know what you're trying to do to these people, but I'm enjoying it. So yeah, keep doing great music, man.